A quarter of all veterans in the United States, 5.2 million, live in rural areas. Some return to their homes after service. Some move there, seeking quiet after experiencing combat. And while life away from the city has its benefits, these vets often face challenges in accessing healthcare services. Gary Jones takes a walk on his wooded property in Licking County. He has white hair and wears a red flannel. Like many people, long walks help him clear his thoughts.
So it's all kind of a similar thing. It's just a little exaggerated with post-traumatic stress.
Right. Jones is 75 and served on two naval deployments during the Vietnam War. Jones, like many veterans from his generation, returned to rural America after the war.
I could have gone a lot of directions, but I went back and went to work on the farm with my dad. We spent 18 years there, and basically I was just hiding from the world.
Out here, there's little cell phone reception or internet. Jones says as a combat vet, he prefers the isolation.
I want to know what's going on around me. I don't want to be in a large number of people.
He has managed to find a sense of community out here, mostly among other veterans. Licking County is home to more than 13,000 vets, many of whom are over the age of 65. According to the VA, older veterans require more care and are more likely to be diagnosed with diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, and heart conditions. To help them find the services they need, Jones serves on the local Veterans Services Commission and organizes meetings like this one.
Rick Cox, Iraq 91, first call for.
About eight veterans gather on a Tuesday night at the Newark Library. Daryl Walker leads this group. It's intended for the next generation of rural vets.
This is the Licking County Battle Buddy Huddle. We are a group of Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan veterans that just meet once a month.
Walker is 42, spent 20 years in the U.S. Army, and completed two combat tours in Afghanistan. Unlike Jones, he's originally from the city, born in San Diego. And he tried living in Columbus after he retired from the Army.
It didn't work out as well. I'm a city boy by heart. But after going through the things that I've gone through and seeing the things that I've seen, I have to be in a place that's peaceful, it's quiet, subtle.
In the city, Walker says the sound of helicopters, gunshots, and the occasional car backfiring triggered his PTSD and put him on edge. Also, he finds the culture in rural America is more receptive to veterans.
And everybody out here in this area will stop and will say, thank you for your service, I appreciate it, thank you for what you've done. You'll see people, have bumper stickers on the back of their cars that says support the troops. You don't see that as much when you go into an urban area.
Out in Licking County, veterans experience the typical rural healthcare challenges, but that's compounded by their combat-related injuries and illnesses. As a veteran service officer, it's Walker's job to help guide vets to resources. But he says some of the only mental health care available to vets through the VA are in Ross County, a two-hour drive away.
So somebody who is having a mental breakdown, somebody who's having a major anxiety attack or panic attack needs help immediately. There's no psychologist, there's no mental health professional that can help calm them and prepare them for a two-hour ride away.
He says they often have to send vets to facilities in and around Columbus for anything beyond a simple doctor's visit. It might take 6 to 8 months to get an appointment at the local VA clinic. For Walker, it's frustrating, but the trade-off is still rewarding.
I remember I moved out here and I sat out back porch and I smoked a cigar. And the first thing I said is, man, it's quiet.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.